1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud, and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness." Amen. As we look at this evening, we see Paul as he's writing here to Corinthians, and he says one more time, he's speaking to brethren, and he says, "I would not that ye should be ignorant." Amen. You know, I'm glad we don't have to be ignorant in the things of God. I'm glad God he'll let us see His precious Word. He'll give some old saint of God a little unction and have him come to us and give us just a little nugget every now and then from the Word of God that'll help our heart, that'll encourage us and draw us closer to Him, that'll show us just how much He cares for us. Amen. I'm glad He don't leave us ignorant how much He loves us. I'm glad He don't leave us ignorant how much He cares for us. I'm glad He don't leave us ignorant about all that He's done for us. I'm glad He don't leave us ignorant about what He wants to do in this late hour that we live. He's got some marvelous plans for me and you if we'll just get in there and be part of His plan. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He says, I would not have you ignorant. He said, how that all your fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Now notice here, he says all our fathers were under the cloud. And he says again, all passed through the sea. So what he's talking about here is the privilege that they had, amen, to come under the grace of God. Hey, you know, it's a privilege to come under the good grace of God. Amen. And he said they all came under the grace of God. But you know what's wrong with the world today? There's a whole lot of head knowledge, but not a whole lot of heart knowledge. But praise God, when we get our heart and our head coordinated with the things of God in the right attitude, praise the Lord, and it all begins to come together, we all begin to get into the privilege of the grace of God. I tell you, there's nothing like the grace of God in a child of God. Amen. It's encouraging. It's exciting. Amen. We begin to see Him working in our lives. And I will say this tonight. You know what we need to do more than anything else this last day we live? We need to try our best to get us excited about things of God. You say, well, preacher, you know, I'd like to just get in, but I just can't get nobody to get in with me. Well, just go ahead and get in, praise God, by yourself. Amen. Just go ahead and get it. If you wait on somebody else, I had to talk to a person the other day, and he said, you know what? He said, I'd like to come to church. I'd like to be able to get in. He said, but my wife won't go. I said, well, brother, just get up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, and just go anyway. He said, you mean go without her? I said, go without her. Amen. Come back home and tell her how much you enjoyed it. Amen. It won't take but two or three times, praise God, she'll be getting up saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going with you. Amen. How do you know? Because I've seen it work before. Amen. But you know what's wrong with us? We get the mully grubs, and even when we go down the house of God, we don't go back excited. Amen. We ought to get excited about how good God is. I guarantee you, when God brought, amen, praise God, when God brought home Moses in that multitude through the Red Sea, when they got to the other side, praise God, they were excited. Amen. I bet they was even more excited when they seen them waves, praise God, begin to crash down on Pharaoh's army and wash them all away. Amen. You talk about washing all your cares away. Praise God, they washed all their cares away. Amen. He'd do the same thing for us if we'll let Him, not if we'll just trust Him. But He said they all passed through the sea. Amen. All fell under that privilege. See, it's dangerous to have a head knowledge and not a heart knowledge. It's dangerous. We need to have a heart knowledge of who the Lord Jesus Christ is and what He's done for us. And He goes on in verse 2 and said they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now notice what takes place here. They were all, here's that all again. Amen. They were all, that means it was inclusive. Ain't you glad our God's an inclusive God? He don't just leave you out because of the way you used to be. Huh? Hey, if it's up to most of us, amen, we'd judge these people and we'd leave them out. Most of us wouldn't even be able to be part of God's family. But praise God, I'm that God's all-inclusive to whosoever will. He said, and we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now, Moses is that leader. He's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God's people were supposed to follow Him. Amen. But they begin to murmur and complain. Does that sound familiar? They begin to murmur and complain about He wasn't doing it to suit them. I want to say, hey, there's a whole lot of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today would murmur and complain if Jesus Christ Himself was trying to lead them. They would. People just like to complain. Amen? Nothing ever satisfies them. But you know the funny part? They won't get in and do nothing about it. But they'll complain about the way you do it. Amen? Praise God. But you know what we ought to do? You'll sort of come alongside them, praise God. Say, you know what? Let's just let me help you. We'll get this thing rolling, praise God. Amen? That's the way it's supposed to be done. Unity. That's a big part of the church. And coming together, amen. Hey, they ain't one of us can get it all done. Praise God, coming together, praise God. They can't nothing stop us. Amen. We keep rolling ahead, praise God, and the devil gets fired. We just roll over him, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, why? How do you know? Because we got the help of the Lord. Amen. The Lord's on our side. Right. Amen. Hey, I've done read in the volume book. It's written. He's our ever-present help. Amen. Praise God. You get a hold of this one of these days. And God get a hold of you, He'll get all over you and all in you, praise the Lord. You'll get the can't help it. Amen, praise the Lord. You'll get to moving on for the glory of God. Well, we see Moses, type of this leader. They was all baptized into Moses. Now this baptizing, identification. Amen. Identifies them with Christ. That's what baptism is today. It identifies us with Christ. Amen. What we're trying to do. That is that immersion in water. And we come out, immersion in the water and immersion in the cloud. See, that water was that type of the Word, praise God, and that cloud was a type of the presence of God, amen, and glory be God. When you get the Word and you get the presence, praise God, you're about in the best place you could be. Amen. It may not be good English, but it don't get no better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's down there in the sea. Things begin to happen. Look over. Let me just show you. Made the waters to stand, I like this, as an heap. Hey, can you just imagine that? God decided He wanted to, so He just had the water just stand up in a heap on each side. You see, well, preacher, that's impossible. No, it ain't. See, I don't have a problem with that. Because, you know, every day of our life, God has, He's took and drawn a line in the sand, Brother Rex. And He tells the oceans, He said, this is as far as you go. It don't matter how much it rains at my house. It don't matter how much it rains at your house. He's drawn a line. He said, ocean, this is as far as you go. And guess what? That's as far as it goes. Amen? That's God. No man could do that. I don't have a problem with Him saying, okay. He said, I want you, that wind blew on it, and praise God, that water just congealed up, and the heap just stood up, and they walked through on dry ground. Amen. Didn't even get their moccasins wet, or sandals wet. Amen. They didn't do it. Praise the Lord. He said, in the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. Hey, praise God. That's so they don't stumble around in the darkness. Amen. He said He clave the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. Look down at verse 35. And when it's all said and done, He said, and they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. There was something that took place down in their heart as they come through those waters, glory to God, and they looked up, seen them congealed, amen, on each side, and they realized that they was a God of glory, praise God. They remembered who God was. I believe sometimes we have to get to a certain point in our life where we remember, oh yeah, God. Amen. God help us that we get to that position in our life. We have to think about, try to remember who God is. Remember what God's done for us and what He wants to do. Even in this day and hour we live, God's wanting to do something for us all the time. Amen? But He said they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The water and the presence of God was right there. Just like in His day. The water at top of the Word, it's right here. Presence of God. Amen. Every time we come in here, we feel Him. Amen. You get out in the parking lot and you can feel it said the hair back of your neck stands up. It feels like He's a presence of God. Amen. I thought for a while it's static electricity. Amen. But it ain't static electricity. Amen. It's static from another world, praise God. It's the Lord God of glory. Amen. Getting ready, anxious to speak their hearts the precious things of God. Now listen to what He goes on to say here. He says, they did all eat the same spiritual meat. Amen. Over in Psalms 28:25, He talks about that spiritual meat that they ate, that manna. He said it was angels' food. Amen. And they murmured about that. What about God saying, hey, you know what? Now, I know you need sustenance for the journey. So I'm going to feed you angel food. I'm going to give you the same thing the angels was eating. And boy, they like it. They're happy. They're content with it. Amen. They took it for a little while. They got over there and got to complaining. Because the angel food wasn't good enough. Amen. Sounds like fundamental independent Bible believing Baptist to me. Amen. We can't get satisfied with nothing. We're not satisfied, so we want something else. I tell you, if we ain't careful, God will give you something else. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I don't want nothing but the precious word of truth to speak to my heart. Amen. I want the good God of glory to unction me and to help me. So that we can come together and help one another. So that God Almighty can be magnified in these last days. And He can be lifted up, praise God, to a high, lofty place where He's the Lord of our souls. Amen. Giving us that help day by day. Praise the Lord. He said He's that bread of life. Amen. I don't know about you, that's substance to me. Praise God. That's that you can eat, praise God, and you can live forever. Praise God. But don't stop there. He goes on and said, and did all drink. There's that all again. Boy, I got to look at this. I got to seeing them alls, and I thought, glory to God. How much God loves me. I was over there in the study yesterday. I thought, how much God loves me. Amen. Loves me enough, praise God. He makes us all inclusive when He brings us in. He said, then did all drink the same spiritual drink. Now and did all drink, that's a past tense. That means to drink. Amen. That they come up to the fountain, they pulled up, praise God, and they drank. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad for that? Pulled up to the fountain and got them a drink. But he goes on and he says, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So what is he saying here? He said that they came up there into that rock and they drank. And then he says, and did all drink. And then it says, for they drank. And now this imperfect tense, they were drinking, praise God, out of the rock. That rock, praise God, that would satisfy the soul. That rock, praise God, that never leave you thirsting for anything else. Praise the Lord. He told us over here in Exodus, chapter 17. The Bible says in verse 6, behold, I will stand. Now they got out of, the children of Israel got out of Egypt just a little ways, got through the Dead Sea and got up there, and they began to murmur because they got thirsty. They got thirsty. And so God told Moses, I said, I'll give them something to drink. He said in verse 6 of chapter 17 of Exodus, he said, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen. The Bible says that Moses got there, and God told him, said, you just smite that rock. And when you smite that rock, he said, water will come out of there. Praise be to God. He said, I'll give you water. You want water? I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. And he smote that rock, and that water came forth. Amen. There's a place over in Palestine to this day. Now, I was over there about 12, 13 years ago, and Everywhere you go in Palestine, if you drink the water, you have to boil it first. The guide will take you and he'll, if you can't get bottled water, they'll take the water and they'll boil it before they let you drink it. But they still a rock over there in Palestine. After 2,000 years, Brother Bill, and you pull up to that rock and there's water flowing out of there, gushing out of that rock. And praise God, you can take your cup and you go over there to that rock and you can get your cup full and you can drink her down. And boy, it's a satisfying water. Amen. You don't have to boil it. You don't have to put pills in. The only fountain, praise God, in Palestine that's still pure, praise God. And water's still gushing out, praise God. Amen? Praise God. Why? Because it's that life-giving water. That kind of water that... Hey, praise God. Atop of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that's pouring forth, glory be to God. That blood that was shed on Calvary for old sinners. A lot of people said, well, it's not about the blood. Let me tell you something. Without the blood, there is no repentance. There's no remission of sin. There's no putting it away when you repent. Man, you'd still be in your sin. But the Bible said Jesus hung on that cross and he shed his blood. He didn't pour out his blood. If he didn't spill, it wasn't no accident. See, these new perversions of the Word, they said he spilled his blood, he poured out his blood. No, he shed his blood. Amen? On purpose. Hallelujah. It wasn't an accident that Jesus went to Calvary. It wasn't an accident he hung on the cross of Calvary. It wasn't an accident, praise God, that his side was pierced and the blood and the water sprung out. Amen? It wasn't an accident that them fellas went to see if he's dead or not and they was going to break his legs. And they said, hey, don't break his legs, he's dead already. Prophecy fulfilled. Said, not a bone would be broken. You know why not a bone is broken, Jesse? Because the bone is where the blood flows. Amen. Hey, glory. He said, that perpetual blood of Lord Jesus Christ, it's still flowing. It's still covering. It's still covering old sinners. Hey, day after day, week after week, month after month, sin after sin, that perpetual blood of Lord Jesus Christ, it's still flowing today. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's still sufficient to meet the need even day we live. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Let me just show you some of this. I'm here. Acts 20 and 28. The Lord talks about this. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. And he's talking to those that's declaring the gospel. And to all the flock which over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer, that's shepherds, pastors. He said to feed the church of God which he hath purchased because he got up on Sunday morning. Huh? He purchased with his own blood. Amen. You say, the world today say, well, preacher, we don't like this old bloody religion that you preach. We don't like this old bloody religion that you preach. I want to say, praise God, it's been about the blood. It's about the blood. It's about the blood. It's been about the blood from the very beginning. The Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, mentions the blood 447 times. I guess it's pretty important. Amen. 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 Every time one of them little old animals went there, it wasn't about, hey, it wasn't because they cut its throat, but it's because that blood that was shed. Amen. They'd take it and they'd put it up there, they'd sprinkle it on the altar, praise God. You had to have the blood applied, praise God, for the remission of sins. Without the blood being applied, they'd still be lost. We'd still be lost without God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, Jesus was a good man. He given a good example. If we just live like Jesus, we'll be good sinners. Amen. But because Jesus shed his blood, praise God, he was a lot of good men. If you ask the Muslims, they'll say Muhammad was a good man, a great man. They'll say Buddha was a good man, a great man. But I want to say there's a man called Jesus, a glory be to God, that went to Mount Calvary and shed his blood for old sinners. Then he got up again, victorious over death in the grave. Praise God, it's about the blood. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, 7, Colossians and Ephesians 1, 7, Colossians 1, 14 said we have redemption through Jesus. His blood. Now I know a lot of these perversions take it out because it's bloody religion. They don't believe in it. But amen, but they're not, they're just a book, ain't a Bible anyway. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9 talks about the sufficiency of the blood of Christ. When the blood of bulls and the blood of goats and the blood of rams wasn't sufficient, they praised God. When Jesus came, the Bible said His blood was sufficient. Hebrews chapter 9, 22, He said, without the shedding of blood is no remission. 1 Peter chapter 1, let me read that one to you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. He says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation at your manner of life that you lived, amen, received by tradition from your fathers, which they were wicked too, amen, with all old sinners, amen. I don't care how good and godly grandma and grandpa was, praise God, they still old sinners. And if they was good, godly people, they were saved by grace. Amen. So received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood, said we were redeemed, bought, praise God, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. It's the blood that done that. Amen. It wasn't that He was a good man. He's perfect man. He was way beyond good. He was perfect. But it was that blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary, praise God, that allowed us to be redeemed this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. The blood. 1 John 1 and 7 said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all. Where's that word again? I like that. All sin. Amen. How do we get rid of our sin? It takes the blood of Jesus. Don't you let these nincompoops tell you that there's another way, praise God, to get saved, another way to get rid of your sin. You get rid of your sin by trusting in the blood of Jesus. Amen. It takes the blood to cover sins. Takes the blood to get rid of sin. Takes the blood to get rid, to put them behind you, to cover those sins. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, 1 John chapter 5, verse 8, it talks about the water and the blood. Amen. That water is speaking of the Word of God that begets you, you begotten by the Word. Amen. And He said, it's that precious blood of Jesus that covers, amen, and remits your sin. Praise God. So don't you actually tell me how you say, well, why are you saying all that? I'm saying all that to say this. It said it was the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If they was representing here in Exodus chapter 17 when Jesus' blood was shed, praise God, when that rock bit up, when that living water began to flow, praise God this evening. It was the blood of Jesus that made that possible. Amen. You say, what's the significance of that? Because in just a minute, they had no more. Now listen, that living water had no more than begin to flow. Amen. In three verses down, two verses down, Bible said, then came Amalek. Then came Amalek. Now that's Esau's grandson. The Amalekites. The Amalekites was a type of the flesh. No more did I have that living water begin to flow out of that rock till the flesh began to come along and say, hey, it's not sufficient. You'll thirst again. Amen. Ain't that the way the world does? It says, hey, it's not sufficient. You'll be, the church ain't enough. Christ ain't enough. Amen. He's not enough. You need all these other things. And you know what? He said, hey, what? You know what we need? We just need the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's sufficient. Thing is, we just need to get excited about Him. Amen. The Amalekites came along and they fought with Israel. Amen. They got a type of the flesh, the world come along. As soon as you get in, you start trying to do right, the flesh is going to rise up and try to fight against you. That's what it does. But I want to say this evening, praise God, the blood is sufficient to meet the needs of God's people this morning. I mean, this evening. If it's sufficient. He's all that we need, praise God. Just trusting in that blood that was shed on Calvary. Amen. Amen. When the devil tries to beat us down, the Amalekites, the world, the flesh, tries to rise up. Do like Miss Geraldine said when she was in the hospital, just shut your eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's just something about that name. Amen. There's something about that name when you get to crying it out, believing in who you're crying out to. Things begin to happen. amen, like he tells us took place over here in 1 Corinthians. Said something began to take place. Here in verse 4, the last part of that verse said, for they drank from that spiritual rock. Amen. This is a type of picture of a believer's life in Christ. We begin to see the believer alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Christ and through prayer that he begins to meet those needs. He begins to come alongside us and do those things for us. And we look and we get in the way sometimes and we look up and we think, you know, what are we going to do? And you say, Lord, I need your help. And the next thing you know, you've kind of got that slipped out of your mind and you're occupied with something else. And you look up and guess what? That problem's gone. Amen. But so many times we forget to stop and think, you know what? Jesus done that. The Lord took care of that for me. Amen. And you take time, you say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for taking care of that for me. Amen. Thank you for taking it out of my mind. Thank you for helping me not to worry and fret over that. Thank you for meeting that need. He said, that's what he does. He said, that's what that water did. So that water was following them wherever they go. Amen. See, that water coming out of that rock, it don't go, it comes out and then it goes into the ground and it disappears. But everywhere Israel went, that water was there. Amen. They could trust in that. Amen. No matter where you go, the Lord is there. You can trust in Him. He's always going to be there. Amen. And He's always there. He's always there wanting to take care of you, wanting to do things for you. In other words, Christ is anxious to take care of you. Amen. Christ, listen to me, Christ is anxious to do stuff for you. He's anxious to meet your need. He's anxious to help you. He's anxious to draw close to you. Amen. Christ is anxious to get a right relationship with you. He's anxious to do that. But I wonder how anxious we are to have that. Well, I tell you, if we ever get anxious to have a right relationship with Him, He said we need to be redeeming the time because the days is evil, which we're living in. And said, when we begin to see these things come to pass, we need to look up and lift up our heads because our redemption draweth nigh. We need to be, God's little people need to be looking for a great big God. Amen, to come at any time. We need to be ready. We need to be excited about Him because He's excited about us. Amen. I could just see, I don't know about you, I got a vivid imagination, I guess. Me and my wife went out one time here a while back and we was at the little Japanese, whatever restaurant is, our Peking East in Weaville. And I got my fortune cookie and opened it up. And it had me pegged. Amen. Well, how was it said, Dad? I forget exactly what it said now, but he said that I had a vivid imagination. That I like to that extent, not exactly those words, but I praise God. God lets me. I get to looking at these things, and God just, I'm not very smart, so God paints me a picture. Amen. Praise God, I get back sometimes just meditating on the good God of glory, and I just shut my eyes and I said, Lord, I know I'm not very smart. Can you just show me? Amen. He begins to paint me a picture, and sometimes I get to thinking about home. I get to thinking about how good it'll be. Praise God, when I outstrip this old flesh and all the things that would hinder me in my relationship with Him, and I get to thinking on the good God of glory and thinking about being over on the other shore, and I get to sitting there, praise God, thinking about that, and I get to looking in the part of the glory, and I see my Jesus sitting up there on the edge of His seat. He's just as anxious as I am. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Hey, glory. Gets that little sinner boy up, love me up in His arms like a great big loving father, praise God, and pull me to Himself. Amen. Amen. That's all right. I'll be okay. Don't worry about me, praise God. That's the picture I get. Amen. Hey, God, He's anxious, praise God, to get us home. Amen. He's anxious to see us do well. He's anxious to help us in the journey. Amen. We just need to be excited about Him. If we as half as excited about Him as He is about us. He said, Father, I long for them to be with me where I am. Amen. High priestly prayer, John 17. Praise God. Hey, brother, He wants us with Him. I want to be with Him. One of these days I will. But boy, I'd like to take as many with me as I can. Amen. Get us all up there praising on Hallelujah Square. Amen. Amen. Boulevard. Glory be to God in the presence of a holy God. And we reckon, we recognize Him. Yeah, because He's the only one up there that's got hands, holes in His hands and His feet and a rivet side. Amen. Amen. The only thing in heaven that was made by man, amen, is the holes in Jesus' hands and feet. Where He shed that blood for us. Amen. Praise God, that's what He did for old sinners like us. And He's anxious to see us. And we know that He's everything about Him is sufficient. Amen. Christ is our sufficiency. When I come up short, He never comes up short. When I need something, He's got what I need. When I got a question, He's got the answer. Amen. We are complete in Christ Jesus. Amen? You believe that? Say that with me. I am complete in Christ Jesus. Do you believe it? Amen? You believe He can do anything for you that needs to be done? That He can take care of you? He promised He would. If He didn't, then He'd be going back on His promise. But He said He loves us and He cares for us. Praise God. We are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that rock. Now notice here in the end of this, I'm going to hush. He said, and that rock could be Christ. And that rock is Christ. No, that rock was Christ. Amen. That's who was following. Praise God. And that's still who's following us today. Amen. If we had used any of them other words with that, praise God, it would have been an insufficient Christ, an insufficient Savior. But praise God, because it was Christ that was following them and was with them in the presence of the Lord, was with them in the wilderness. He's going to be with us in our wilderness. He's going to follow hard after us everywhere that we go. As Isaiah says, the angel of His presence. Well, I got a hold of that today. I was reading the book of Isaiah. Let me read that to you. Over to Isaiah chapter 63. The angel of His presence. You ever think about that? Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 9. Talking about these children. Go back to verse 8. He says, "For He said, surely they are My people, children that will not lie, for He was their Savior. In all their affliction," now listen to this, "He was afflicted." Did you get that? Everything that you, glory to God. Brother Bill, I just about have you take a lap for me. He said, in every affliction, all their afflictions, He was afflicted. You realize everything that you go through, Jesus is afflicted too. Because we are in Him and He's in us. Amen? Glory to God. Hey, ain't nothing you go through, brother. It don't matter how high your blood pressure gets, how crazy your body gets. Praise God, Jesus is there. He knows. Amen. He's there with you in every instance, every affliction, every trial, every temptation. That's why you can cry out to Him and He hears you. Because He's there. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? That's good. Amen. You take that home with you. Amen. You get to chewing on that. But now listen to what it goes on to say. He said, in all their affliction, He was afflicted. And the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them. And He bared them. And He carried them all the days of old. Amen. That sounds to me like sufficiency. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. That sounds to me like He's all that we need. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sounds to me like He's all things to all men. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. All these alls. That's the title of my message tonight. Jesus is all. Jesus, all the things that we need is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus is all. He said He loved us. He had pity on us. He redeemed us. He buried them along. Can you just see them when they get in them tight spots? Have you ever been in a tight spot and you wondered how you was going to get out? I've been in tight spots. I'll be honest. I remember one. I don't know if I'll tell this or not. I remember one, especially when I was a young teenage boy, an older teenage boy, and got in a situation, a certain place, and got in a little heated debate. Amen. Me and some other people, and next thing I know, they was a carting us off. Yeah. And they separated us out, and they took us to that little car with the blue bubble on top, and they stuck us in the back seat. They stuck us in the back seat, and they said, "We're going to take you to town." Now, my daddy had already told me, he said, "Son, you get locked up, don't you call me or your mama." He said, "You got there, you get out." And he said, if after, you'll just have to build the time." And I tell you, a little old boy, I got straightened up my mind right quick, and I said, Lord, you got to help me out of this. And I didn't mean, I told you I used to be bad to get angry, and if that began to boil over on me, but I said, "Lord, you got to help me out of this." And boy, I sat there for a few minutes, and you talk about a little old boy is praying. A few minutes, that big old heavy officer, he come open that door, and he said, "Son, get out of there." And he got out of there, and he said, "Tell you what I'm going to do." Big old gruff feller about the size of Brother Jeff. He said, "I'm going to let you go this time. If I see you back out here doing this kind of stuff again, so I will lock you up." I looked at him with all the sincerity of the world. I said, "No, sir, you won't see me again." Amen. And I never went back there again. Amen. Why? Because God Almighty, He had delivered me, praise God. Hey, I give Him full credit tonight because my stupidity got me in a mess and He got me out. Amen. Just like He saved my soul from the devil's hell, delivered me, praise God, for His glory. I have full sufficiency, Lord Jesus Christ. He's all that we need. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Praise God. He loves us. He cares for us. He delivers. And when we can't bear ourselves alone, praise God, we can call on Him, and like the footprints in the sand, bless God, He'll just pick us up and carry us. Amen. Has He ever carried you? I believe probably everybody in this room, you could say, at one time or another, that Jesus has just picked you up and carried you. I mean, the situation got so hard, the situation got so drastic, that you didn't know what to do. You didn't know who to pray to. You didn't know who to pray for. Amen. You wondered how you was going to make it. But then the Lord just scoops you up in them big old loving arms, pulled you to yourself, and the next thing you know, you looked up and there's a one set of footprints in the sand, and you done on the other side. Amen. You just look up and say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus." Amen. Why? How can we do that? Because Jesus is all that we need. Amen. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether sufficient this evening to meet every need. Amen. Said they'd all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. They drank of that, and they continue to drink of that. And just like us tonight, we drank of that, and we continue to drink. He told the woman at the well, he said, "I give you living water, and you'll never thirst again." Amen. You know why? Because you can just pull up, praise God, say, "Lord, I'm thirsty again. Lord, I need another drink." Amen. Praise God, before you get out of your mouth, there's a satisfying sense in your soul. Who does that? It ain't the devil. Amen. It ain't the world. Amen. Who does it? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He satisfies your soul.